Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, advises that the level of solar activity continues to be assessed as very low. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 71 at 7.1, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 6. So 71 at 6 solar activity. And those figures are not expected to change very much in the immediate future, meaning that we're still going to experience unreliable and erratic propagation on the higher frequencies. That's above about 10 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths for long distances. It appears that the present sunspot cycle number 24 still has several months to run, so it will be some time before we see the new sunspots or the new cycle, that's sunspot cycle 24. Now, some propagation notes. In the period 1930 to 2000, strong signals noted here in Melbourne from Europe, the Middle East, Madagascar and the USA. This is a summary. 5935, Germany, the Bible Voice Broadcasting Service from the Nauen relay station with its English programming. 6130, Swaziland, Transworld Radio from the Manzini transmitting site with broadcasts in African languages. 9265, the USA, WINB at Red Lion with broadcasts in English. That's a long path transmission here into Melbourne. And 9330, another USA station, WCBQ, also in English, and very, very strong signals here. And that's also long path. 9715, Austria, another service of the Bible Voice Broadcasting Station with programs on relay from Moosebrunn with English. And 9845, Madagascar, World Christian Radio with programs in Russian. Now those conditions, or conditions similar to that, should continue here in Eastern Australia or in Southeastern Australia in the immediate future. Some information now from the Bulgarian DX blog, shortwave listener DX blog, compiled by technical monitors in Sofia. And this is a report of their latest activity. Radio DARC via Moosebrunn in Austria. Heard daylight hours in Bulgaria, 1000 to 1100 on 6070 in German to Central Europe with 100 kilowatts. Station known as Missionswerk, Freudenstimme, MWF, a brokered station via the Nauen relay facility in Germany, 1600 to 1628, 6060 to Eastern Europe in Russian on Saturdays, 250 kilowatts and the antenna 080 degrees, and HCJB, the voice of the Andes via the Nauen relay station on 9500, 1530 to 1630 in Russian and Chechnyan on Saturdays to Central Asia,
100 kilowatts and antenna 100 degrees. That's to Central Asia. Very good signals in Eastern Europe. And the Bubble Voice Broadcasting Station via Now in Germany, 1630 to 1700 on 11875 with 100 kilowatts and the antenna 145 degrees to Central Africa in African languages. Very good signals in Sofia. And the voice of the Eritrean Lowland League, a brokered station, also 11875 between 1700 and 1730 from Issedon in France with 100 kilowatts, antenna 123 degrees. Broadcast to East Africa in Arabic on Saturdays, but the transmission appears to be erratic. Adventist World Radio via Now and many stations using this transmitting facility recently. 1000 to 1100 daytime reception in Europe, 9610 with 125 kilowatts and antenna 180 degrees in Italian to Southern Europe on Sundays. And Pan American Broadcasting, PAB, also via Now and 1430 to 1445, that's afternoon reception in Europe, 11800 with 250 kilowatts, 094 degrees to Southern Asia in English on Sundays. And the voice of Greece, good signals in Europe, 1600 to 1900 on 9420 from the Avalos transmission station with 150 kilowatts, antenna 323 degrees to Western Europe in Greek. And India, All India Radio, the national service, noted on 9865 between 1245 and 1740 with 500 kilowatts and antenna 038 degrees in Hindi to Southern Asia. And the Radio Sultanate of Oman in the 19 meter band, 15145 time 1000 to 1400, power 100 kilowatts, antenna 315 degrees to Western Europe in Arabic, fed a good reception in Sofia. And the IRRS broadcasting on 9510 from relay station there, 1030 to 1200, 100 kilowatts and 300 degrees antenna to Western Europe in English on Sundays only. And the voice of Tajik, weak signals noted in Eastern Europe, 1300 to 1400 on 7245 from Dushanbe with 100 kilowatts, non-directional, actually for Central Asia, in English. And Radio Marti, the American government station, via Greenville, USA, in Spanish, 1300 to 2200 on 11930, 250 kilowatts and antenna 184 degrees to Cuba. And on 11860, 1400 to 2200, 250 kilowatts again, antenna 183 degrees also to Cuba, and fair signals. So those notes were from the latest edition of the Observer, a DX newsletter put out by Technical Monitors in Sofia in Bulgaria under the title Shortwave Reception. Note of interest now concerning the BBC. BBC has discontinued its shortwave services in the Hindi language. As from beginning of 2020, these services will no longer be heard in the 25 or 41 metre bands, but they'll continue to be audible on the internet. Since though, the Hindi service has been operating for many years, and BBC has decided to make this move consistent with its ongoing commercial strategies. So it's goodbye to the BBC's Hindi service.
Some details now concerning recent reception in the Middle East. This is from the World Radio TV Handbook Facebook newsletter. These are all heard at 1540, that's UTC. Voice of America on various frequencies, 9370, that's DWA Radio in Pashto, and on 12075, Ashna Radio, Voice of America in Dari. And in English on 15580, and AWR Hindi broadcast on 15215. And Radio Saudi Arabia on 15225 and 11860, Yemen Radio broadcasting via relay facilities in Saudi Arabia in Arabic. All transmissions received at good level, and the QTH there, listener resides in India. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
Come a waltzing Matilda with me.